You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So Newcastle United pick up a 4-1 win. A brilliant 4-1 win at Craven Cottage today. When you look back at it, you know, people will talk about the red card. I know the Fulham manager didn't believe it was, but, you know, it's all about opinions. The referee went back, had a look at the screen, and definitely thought it was a red one. And, you know, that gave Newcastle the advantage. They'd already started the game well, but it certainly, it just gave them an invitation to go on and win the game. But they not only won it, but they won it in style. The game was really all over by half time, if we're being honest. Callum Wilson had already hit the post before he scored. And then obviously Sean Longstaff and Almiron added to what was already becoming a healthy scoreline. After the break, you know, Newcastle really just had to sort of see the game out. And they did it well. They added a fourth, you know, had numerous chances to put more gloss on it, but ultimately the game was gone and the points were in the pocket. Fulham pulled one back later on, but really that 4-1 flatters Fulham, and Newcastle never looked like not winning that game from the moment Fulham went down to 10 men. So yes, it can be difficult playing against 10 men sometimes, but Newcastle just seemed to make things look easy today. I'm sure it wasn't easy, but just the quality, the calmness and composure on the ball, the way they played teammates in the spaces, I thought was brilliant. I thought Joe Willock probably had his best game of the season with a couple of assists. May argue he's had a goal taken off him by Wilson, but doesn't matter. Wilson was just doing the professional job and just popping it in the net just in case. And yeah, I thought Willock combined well with Murphy, and there was good combination play all around the pitch really. And yeah, it's just a day that Newcastle fans will remember probably for a long time, you know, given the circumstances of how difficult it's been to get to this game. Train strike, two night stay for many fans, and you know, on top of the fact it's already a long journey down here anyway, for supporters at the best of times. So that was a sweet moment for the fans to see that 4-1 win. I think when we look back at the start of the season, you know, Newcastle still have only lost one game, which was a narrow one at Liverpool. Yes, they drew quite a few, but you know, they're sitting seventh in the table. They're in a good place going into that game against Brentford next week. And if they can get something in that one, then, you know, things are looking good. You know, the next few weeks is going to be a very, very tight fixture list before that World Cup break. And you know, Newcastle are just looking to go into that in the best possible shape and trying to avoid those injuries. You know, with, you know, given the league position, the injuries they've sustained, you know, you wouldn't have thought it looking at the table, but there you go, they've managed to fight through. Whether we see Alexander Isaac back for the next game, we'll have to wait and see. He's back in training, so hopefully he can, you know, be involved next week. Joe Linton obviously missed today. We spoke to Eddie Howe after the game, and Eddie Howe said it was an injury that he'd picked up in train. Sorry, picked up against Bournemouth in the last game. Hadn't trained, so be good to see him back sooner rather than later. But, you know, it's going to be hot, whoever it is. If you get injured, suspended this season, it's going to be very difficult to get back into Eddie Howe's starting 11. There's certainly a competition for places that there hasn't been for many years. I suppose if you spend 200 million, then that's what it's going to be like. But look, Newcastle, when things are flowing like they were today, you know, they can probably beat anyone in the Premier League, and I don't say that lightly. You know, given some of the sides that are in there, you know, Man City, they flew into a 3-1 lead against them, and probably should have won that game. So they can give anyone a game. Eddie Howe, you know, well into the job now, 11 months in, the takeover, we're approaching the 1 year sort of anniversary of that. And I think this time last year, had you offered supporters this, then obviously they would have taken it. You know, Steve Bruce hadn't won a game at this point. Mike Ashley was just getting more and more distant from the club, not putting money in. It's just an incredible turnaround. And you know, this win, you know, days like this come off the back of all the hard work and the foundations that are being put in place by Eddie Howe and his staff. So, as I say, Newcastle in a very good place. The supporters, you know, will eventually get back tomorrow. It's going to be a hectic day of train travel for them. But, yeah, great day, great win. And the table's looking very good now.